Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This week, I'm coming at you from WWDC in San Francisco. And this is show number 55. First, apologies for my voice. I spent last night at the Beard Party, or Jim Dalrymple's party, which was incredibly fun, but also incredibly loud. He had a live karaoke band, and I'm not sure if my ears or voice will recover anytime soon, but it was definitely a good time. So first, I'm going to follow up on the last show I did, which was recorded right after the WWDC keynote. And I, at the end of that, I asked a couple of questions, just like in terms of to see if there are any listeners out there who had questions, you know, or things while I'm out here that wanted me to address. And I got a couple of great questions from Nayland B on Twitter, who asked really two things. And I'll walk through them in sort of, you know, in sequence, and then have sort of a slightly more general thought at the end, probably. So first, he's asked, you know, sort of what is my favorite new feature in iOS 6? And this is actually fairly straightforward. I mean, it's a funny thing because everybody's going to have their pet feature. You're going to see something and they're going to be like, that's exactly what I wanted. That's, you know, that's I need that for my app. I've always wanted to do that. Or it'd be great if I could do X, Y, Z. And for me, into iOS 6, the thing that I'm most looking forward to is content purchase within applications. And they don't, you know, they talked about this in the keynote. But essentially, there's a way in iOS 6 that you can purchase content without leaving your application, so iTunes content specifically. And for, you know, for me, it's like, well, that sounds like an awesome feature that I could actually look into implementing in audiobooks or potentially even in other places to better help the experience of a user trying to buy something. You know, so maybe it's they can buy professional audiobooks from iTunes and then play them in the app. Or even if you're doing cross-promotion between applications, being able to, rather than having to kick them out of your app to go to the App Store, that they can pop up a little, you know, sheet for this. I've never seen it, but my guess is that this is very similar to the experience you'd have with iAd, where with iAd you have a, you know, if you do iAd for developers and you click on the thing to buy an app, you can actually buy it within the application without ever leaving. And my guess is this is fairly similar, though, like I said, I haven't actually seen it. But yeah, but that's exciting to me. And related to that, I'm very excited about the features they were talking about with regard to promotional websites. Or, I mean, they didn't talk about it as a promotional website thing, but the ability to send a user from your website directly to the App Store with kind of a standard banner at the top. That I don't think they've published the details of it, but from what they showed in the keynote, there'll be this way that if you go to, you know, so say you go to audiobooksapp.com. Right now I have one of those standard, you know, available in the App Store, little black buttons that Apple publishes and, you know, that they recommend people use. And that's great. I think people generally are used to it. But I think there's something that will be even more powerful if there's this very standard sort of system-looking version of that. And also that my guess is, and this is just kind of what you looked up in the keynote, is that that'll be a smart banner in the sense of the app, you know, they will know if you already have the app. And so if you have it, you know, you can just take you right to it. Otherwise, you can buy it. It'll show you the price and the right locale, which is always kind of a tricky thing right now because on your website, you can't show information. You know, you can never really do pricing because you have no idea really which store they'll be buying it in. And a lot of that seemed to be taken care of. Like, the details are still a bit fuzzy, but that's definitely something that I'm excited at from being able to better promote my applications and, you know, just hopefully drive better conversions. And so then the second question Alan B. asked was, you know, sort of what features am I excited and would necessarily sort of would want to be implementing on day one? And there's two sort of parts to that. One, those are the things that I want to make sure that my app works on these new on iOS 6. And so there's part of it that's just wanting to update and make sure everything works, which is, you know, fairly obvious, hopefully, and straightforward. But then there's always this little push after a new OS comes out where Apple tend to promote and feature applications that take full advantage of new stuff. And, you know, it's fair enough. They're trying to promote and increase the awareness and sort of sell the value of doing the upgrade. And so the two things that seemed to me that application developers should be looking at is sort of the social integration part that they seem to be emphasizing with iOS 6. So Facebook and Twitter, it seems like if it makes sense in your app, definitely be making full use of those frameworks and those capabilities. I think will make a lot of sense. You know, it's something that I expect to add in my iOS 6 compatibility update would be to make sure that I can, you know, you can post and talk on Twitter and, similarly on Twitter. And then related is sort of that they've been doing this massive push with Maps. I mean, it is clearly a huge deal to Apple that they're moving away from Google Maps. And I imagine any application that is integrating with their mapping software and in doing that in a way that makes it look good, lets it do things that you couldn't do necessarily with the old mapping software, or even just helping to bring the current mapping software or their new mapping software up in some of the ways that Google Maps currently can't do, or that it can't do, but Google Maps can. And so that's, I think, an area I'm not as sure about that. That doesn't really fit in kind of the realm of what I usually work on, but it's definitely something that I'm thinking about. You know, maybe there's a one-off or a smaller app that I do to kind of take advantage of some of the new mapping stuff just to kind of be in there and hopefully get on Apple's radar, which is always sort of the goal. Okay, so those are kind of just some quick answers to those great questions. And so if you have any other thoughts or questions or things while I'm out here, just hit me up on Twitter. I'm _DavidSmith on Twitter. And so then the rest of today's show, I was going to talk about something that is just really struck me this so far this week. It's Wednesday. I'm recording this at a very, very ungodly early hour in the morning on Wednesday of WWDC. And it's so striking how different meeting people in person is versus kind of the virtual relationships that we in the iOS development community tend to develop over things like Twitter. And you know, there are probably, I don't know, thousands, if not hundreds of people, you know, who I have some amount of relationship online. So it's probably, hundreds of people for whom I have some kind of actual relationship. Like we've gone back and forth, you know, I know who they are, they know who I am. We kind of have this rapport, but it is kind of empty in some ways because I've never actually met them. And, you know, you can, to some degree, just sort of get beyond that by, you know, just sort of keeping in the community, staying on, you know, putting things out there, letting people know about you, following up on people and being interested in what they're up to. But there's something just so powerful. Like last night, it was, you know, I ran into a lot of people who I knew, you know, sort of from the internet, other people who were fans of the podcast, which, by the way, was awesome. If you're a fan of the podcast, then I ran into you this week. That's just, you know, that is absolutely awesome to me. Thanks for your support of the show, and thanks for letting me know that you like it, because it's, as I've said before, the thing that keeps me doing the show is, you know, a feeling of that it's useful to people, that it's helpful. You know, it's like I don't make money from the show. It's just something that I like to do, and I'm really glad that it's helpful and useful and fun for people. So if I've met you, awesome. That was great. And then it's just running into people who you admire, running into people whose work you followed for a long time. It's so awesome to have a face that's not just, you know, a 2D avatar. It is your, you know, it's like, it's a handshake. I remember, I think it was Sean Blanc wrote a great article about this, where he was talking about, you know, the power of a handshake. And there's something about it where it's a personal connection. And it's almost like a spark of that, where it's like, there's a moment of recognition where you first see someone, you're like, hey, wait, yeah, that's great. And I feel like there's something that almost, it's like that interaction has such a kind of a permanency and a longevity where you'll likely remember that person's face now, and you'll remember them in a different way than you would if it's just like, oh, that's their avatar on Twitter or something. It's just kind of awesome. And I struggle with this a lot with conferences because I'm not a particularly social person by nature. I mean, I think this is a common theme probably across the development community, not iOS specifically, but just in general. I mean, the kind of people who self-select to be software engineers are typically not the most, you know, sort of outgoing, effervescent people who, you know, it's the classic thing of, you know, we were the nerds in high school. We were typically not, you know, like the cool kids, you know, quarterback of the football team, you know, going dating the prom queen kind of thing. And that's, you know, that's just sort of typical, you know, that's a broad stereotype and probably not necessarily a strictly accurate one. But I think, you know, in general, it, at least for me, it's, you know, it is hard to meet new people. It's hard to kind of just be that social butterfly. And there are some people I know who can do that, and that is awesome. And when I see them, you know, sort of outdoing it and, you know, it's like introducing themselves to people who are legends, like, I just, you know, I'm just in awe. But it's nice to have an environment this week where it's somewhat normal and it's somewhat expected to say hi to people, to introduce yourself. And people are, it's a classic thing of, it's so easy to build up people in your mind whose work you admire to make them something other than just human, to make them these kind of these, it's almost like a legendary figure. And the persona and the marketing in some ways that they put out there is intentional and is part of their brand. And, you know, they're sort of their personal brand, I suppose you'd say. But it's great that you can, you know, it's like for almost everybody, it's like you meet them, you say hi, you shake their hand, and suddenly that's not them. They're not, you know, their online persona. They're a person who is having a good time, that's out enjoying, you know, some time with friends, and who's almost always genuinely glad to meet you, to say hi, and to talk to you, which is great. And so, you know, for me, it's always a difficult thing, and I always struggle with it with conferences where a lot of people say, oh, I love going to conferences, they're so good for networking. And I hate that term. I mean, it is, you know, it's like networking sounds like a form of torture to me. Like, oh, so I'm supposed to be out and schmoozing and glad handing and, I mean, all those terms that just make me cringe. So for me, it's not really about networking in that way. You know, I very rarely, and I think, you know, it's like I talked about in my, like, pre-WWDC show a couple, last week, which unfortunately not enough people listen to, because there are a lot of rude people at WWDC in terms of, you know, being disrespectful to presenters and things, but I digress. But it's not about, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm out here to try and drum up work or to sell apps. It's just great to meet people. It's just awesome. And some, you know, so I'm typically don't go to a lot of conferences. I mean, a lot of that's just sort of for family reasons, that it's a big deal and a big sacrifice for my wife for me to be gone all week with our, you know, two kids at home. And so it's something that I can just sort of, oh, well, that looks cool. Oh, that looks cool. Even beyond sort of the cost of doing that. But it's pretty awesome to be able to do it and to come out here and to meet all these people. And so if you hear this week while you're out here and you haven't yet said hi, please, you know, either look for me on, I look quite a lot like my Twitter avatar, thankfully, and either find me that way or, you know, send me an at reply on Twitter and we can try and meet up. And, you know, it's just, there's something awesome about shaking a hand. And so, anyway, that's it for today's show. As always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, I'm on Twitter @ David Smith. The feed for the show is Dev Perspective, where you can just get notifications when new shows post. If you have questions about anything, iOS 6, Mountain Lion related, whatever, while I'm out here, or otherwise, just, you know, as always, just let me know. I'll probably do a couple more shows this week, is my hope. I'll probably do a little less than I was originally thinking, and a lot of that's just kind of because the keynote didn't go into as much of the developer part that I would have hoped, and so a lot of the rest is just under NDA, and so I can't talk about it. So it's a bit tricky for me to, at this point, because I know things that I'm not technically allowed to talk about, and so I don't want to overstep my bounds in that way. But otherwise, hope you have a good week, happy coding, and I will talk to you later. Thanks.